T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
But that doesn't make you who you were when you were, you know, at the top.
No, you're right.
On 95.7, The Game.
They keep doing that to me, Bonte.
All along now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Ross Tucker Insider Calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His show out now on radio.com/home or search home on a radio.com app. Ross Tucker joins us here on BSNG on 95.7 The Game. No Steinmetz, Ross. Steinmetz is in South Carolina. So, Ross, I'm Bonte. The other guy will be Guru. I heard you had a little mix up last week.
Yeah, you know what? I never really, like, I always knew Steinmetz was the guy that brought us back from break. And then after that, you know, when you have 3 guys like that,
I love it.
I didn't know if the next voice, like, I didn't know which one was which between you 2 guys. So I just went with it. You know, it's not like he said, okay, Bonte, it's your turn to ask a question, or okay, Guru, it's your turn to ask a question. So I didn't know which one was which.
Well, Ross, Bonte's a guy who asked the short questions. Guru's the guy who asked the 90-second questions.
That's too funny. Hey, Ross, and when I told Bonte, I said, he got us mixed up. He goes, no, Ross is my guy. He knows my voice. I was like, I hate to break it to you, Bonte.
I know. I thought we
he
had
forgot
a bond
it this
here.
Time.
Ross, I thought we had a bond through the ball cannon machine and everything. It did disappoint me while I was in Hawaii. I will say that.
Hey, you know what? First of all, I don't feel bad for you. You're in Hawaii. What is Steinmetz doing, okay? You guys are out there in the Bay Area. Area, and he flies all the way to the East Coast to South Carolina?
Makes no sense
to
me.
Wow, we are flustered.
Does he even have Wi-Fi right now? Do they have Wi-Fi in South Carolina? I have no idea.
Hey, you know 46 degrees, you know Ross.
We are now 3 minutes in. I still can't tell your voices apart.
That is great. That is great stuff.
If you want to call us Guru, go ahead, call us Guru.
I wouldn't bet my daughters on which one's which. I think I know, but I wouldn't bet my daughters on it. That's for sure.
You're a smart man. A lot of people make that same mistake, Ross. Let's get to some NFL news. Reason why we brought you out, of course, is to talk about the NFL and this new proposed CBA expansion with the playoffs. Going from 12 to 14 teams, 7 playoff teams in each conference. Only one team will have a bye week in the playoffs if this happened, and it could happen as soon as next season. So what's your initial thoughts on this new proposal here to expand the playoff teams?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, it depends a little bit on your perspective, right? So as a former player, or if I was a current player, I would love it, because you're really only asking 4 more teams to play 1 more game. And for that, you get a ton of money, right? A ton of money. So you're asking, what is that? 12.5% of the teams to play 1 more game. Mm-hmm. And you get millions upon millions thrown in to the salary cap as a result. So as a former, current player, whatever, it's a no-brainer. As a broadcaster, I like it because I like that there's going to be 2 more playoff games that weekend. Wild card weekend's already awesome. Adding 2 more playoff games, let's do it. Giddy up. I also think usually at the end of the season, it will create more excitement because more teams will think, you know what? Maybe we can get that 7th spot. That 6th spot's not going to happen, but maybe we can get the 7th spot and at least get in the tournament, at least have a chance. So from those 2 perspectives, I like it. As strictly a fan, I am open to the people that feel like if it's not broken, don't fix it, right? Like, they like it the way it is. And I will say, it's almost unbelievably symmetrical right now, right? Like, 32 teams,
right.
8 divisions, four teams in each division, 16 games.
Right.
The way they rotate the schedule, and it's totally formulaic, as opposed to like anybody saying, oh, this team should play that team. No, no, no. It's all set in stone, 16 regular, four preseason. Like, it's unbelievable, actually, how smooth and symmetrical it is. I am curious, of course, about the 17th game, you know, where that's played, how you figure those things out. So there's a lot of details of the 17 regular season games I'm curious about. I understand people that are concerned about watering down the postseason. What I would tell you is that when they went to 12 teams, guys, in 1990 in the playoffs, there was only 28 teams. So 42.9% of the teams made the playoffs. Now it's 14 out of 32. That's 43.8%. So it's not even a full percent more making the playoffs. So I don't think the water down's that big a deal. My primary concern, and maybe this is a great thing for you guys out there in San Francisco as Niners fans, but my primary concern is that we're making the number one seed too valuable and we're giving those guys even an easier path to the Super Bowl than they already have. And we are greatly diminishing, in my mind, the number two seed. Like in the past, number one seed was huge. Number two seed's really still big because you get the bye, and then the other ones. Now it's like number one seed's everything. Number two is not really even any better than number four seed. So that'd be like the Packers or the Chiefs not being any better than like the Eagles this year,
right,
who they should not be on the same level as the number two seed.
No, great points. I'm with you, but I was telling Bonte, Ross, I'm greedy. And the NFL is king. It's king for a reason. Could you imagine the ramifications week 17 or week 16 and now two more teams or four or five teams are vying for those two new playoff spots? To me, that just adds excitement. And now you're telling me three games on Saturday, three playoff games on Sunday. I'm all in. Ross, I need help. Hashtag random here.
No, I'm all in too. And what I think's funny about it is, like, I see some of these people on Twitter that, like, they get so upset about it. And it's like, dude, you're going to watch those two playoff games. You know, like, what are you talking about? As if they're going to sit there and be like, you know what? I am not watching this game.
Right.
I am. I have to stand for something. And they have watered this down. Like, come on, bro. Like, right, you're going to watch it. You're going to like it. And by the way, speaking of greedy, Guru, like, this is a business. Like, the whole thing was a bunch of guys in the 1920s that were like, you know what? People are starting to really like college football. What if we paid some of these dudes and charged some dudes to come watch the dudes we paid? Maybe we could make, like, the whole thing's made up. I'm not going to go all, like, Rob Manfred piece of metal on you guys, but the whole thing is like a made-up league to make money. They're going to add more teams. They're going to add more games. They're going to add, like, they're not going to sit there and be like, you know what? We made plenty of money this year. Let's just keep it set. Like, that's never going to be the way they are, because that's not the way any big business is.
Ross, I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm not perfect, but I'm telling Bonte, I'm just down on our society, man. I look left, I look right with sports. I'm just down, Ross. And you know what? I tapped into it today driving to work. I said to myself, hashtag random, Ross, could Tom Brady actually put on a different uniform? And I'm starting to believe every day that goes by. Do you believe that Tom Terrific could actually end up in Las Vegas or on another football team?
Yeah, I think he could, because I think that he specifically negotiated the ability to not be franchise tagged for a reason. I think he was starting to get frustrated. I think he wanted to be able to see what his options were. I personally think for Brady, it's like 50-50. For Belichick, it's like 50-50. But I think he ultimately goes back to New England, because I think for Robert Kraft, it's 100-0. You know, Every other guy that Belichick has said goodbye to, right? Vinatieri and Willie McGinnis and Vrabel and whatever. Right. It was time. The difference is Tom Brady's the one guy where the owner steps in. Because I think if there was no Robert Kraft, I think he'd be as good as gone.
Wow, that's
but
true.
Robert Kraft cannot bear the idea of Tom Brady wearing another uniform. So somehow, some way, look, you're talking about the guy that got the last CBA done. You're talking about a guy that is an unbelievable businessman and negotiator, and everybody says it. I just, like, when's the last time Robert Kraft didn't get what he wanted done? Like, he just, he is a smooth operator, and I think he'll figure it out in a way that everybody's happy about. I don't know how he does that, but he has a way, and I think ultimately Brady stays. But I wouldn't be shocked if he goes somewhere else.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker here on BSNG. I want to get your thoughts on the Astros. I saw your tweets the other day about the Houston Astros.
I can't wait
this
for this
fiasco. First of all, Ross, how do you feel? Are the players getting off easy here? No suspensions for them. AJ Hinch and Jeff Lue now has lost their job. Carlos Beltran lost his job before managing a game with the New York Mets. Alex Cora's got it. Boston. What do you make of this whole fiasco, and especially Rob Manfred, who's now calling his World Series trophy, as you referenced, to a piece of metal?
Yeah, I mean, that guy's made a number of very poor errors. That was one. How about him, and I talked about this on Home and Home, how about him calling out the Wall Street Journal guy that got the copy of the letter and being like, yeah, nice reporting, getting a private letter. Hey, Rob, yeah. It was nice reporting, bro. What are you talking about?
Seriously.
Like, it was unbelievable reporting. And by the way, even if it wasn't, how dumb are you to, in a public forum with 50 reporters, to be snarky about a reporter doing his job? Like, you want to talk about a guy that just doesn't get it. That guy doesn't get it. I mean, Goodell and Gary Bettman must be so happy with Rob Manfred right now. It's not even funny. Now, they couldn't discipline the players. They really couldn't. I mean, how do you know how much each guy did?
Right.
And by the way, let's say you give them a 20-game suspension. I'm telling you right now, I think those guys would rather have a 20-game suspension than the wrath that they're going to feel the first 20 games of this season. I think they'd rather sit for those 20 games than have to go and get yelled at, cheaters, bums, little kids that are 8 years old, giving them that look of just hurt and disgust. I mean, I'm telling you, man, that is going to be rough for those guys. Really rough. So I do think there's already some discipline there. What they needed to do is strip them of the title. I mean, those guys already got the parade and their rings, and they got the pictures in their mansions of them jumping in a pile and being the champs and the memories and stuff. Take it away. Vacate the title. It would have been so easy, and everybody that would have been punishing the players. Everybody would have felt much better about it. Huge mistake. And now I do think I said this before. I'll say it again. Maybe I said it with you guys. I can't remember. The first guy that pitches against the Astros needs to just smash him in the back or the thighs. Just peg him until he gets kicked out or there's a brawl. Like, I don't know who they play in the first series, but that team needs to bring up their kid from AAA who throws 100 but has no location at all and just have him hit the first couple guys. And look, he'll get kicked out, and then after the game, here's what he says. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get suspended and fined, but it was worth it. This is about more than just me. This is about more than America. I'm sorry, more than baseball. I had to do this for America. This was the right thing for America. Dude, tell me that guy wouldn't be able to live on endorsements for the rest of his life.
He'd be
tell me that guy's
free.
Not a hero.
Man.
Signing autographs, going on the Jimmy Kimmel show. People be like, this guy is awesome. I love him. That would be amazing. And then MLB comes out with now they have new rules for when you hit guys, but doesn't have anything to do with the Astros. Like, are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Ross, speaking of unbelievable, there's news and then there's news. Can you share with us what went through your mind when you heard about Greg Robinson and what he tried to get away with and what he got caught with, and his career's basically over?
Forget his career, man. I mean, first of all, he wasn't a good enough player that someone will sign him after this, number one. Number two, I really hope we interview him and he's able to explain his thought process.
Wow.
He is 27 years old. He just finished his sixth year in the NFL. He's made over $29 million.
How much, Ross?
$29 million. Whoa. He made $6.4 million in 2019 season, which ended 7 weeks ago.
Wow.
Like, and I had on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, and I'm guessing out there in California, everybody would know, but I was wondering how much 157 pounds of marijuana is. And even if you say it's $500,000 or whatever, like, what is he doing? Why is he doing that? Like, my guess is
tell me
the other guy he was with or guys he was with, Quan Bray, who's made no money. I'm guessing they put it up to it, you know, put him up to it that he was the guy that was going to front the money. But it's like, hey, Greg, dude, you can help out your bro, Quan, and you can front the money. You don't have to go. I mean, you don't have to be the guy that goes and has the pickup truck with the duffel bag of the marijuana in the back. What are you doing? Like, what are you thinking? And now he's going to go to jail. I don't know how long, but he's going to go to jail.
Get up to 20 years, Ross, in federal prison.
He's not going for 20 years. I mean, he's got enough money to get a good lawyer that he's not going to go for very long. But he's going to go. And I just... It's like,
wow.
I have no idea, man. I have no idea. I don't know. Like, that's one of those where that should be a sociology class at, like, Cal Berkeley, where they bring in Greg Robinson, like, Greg, where did it all go wrong? Like,
and Ross, you know, who could be a guest speaker is Nate Newton.
Yeah, no
I mean,
doubt.
He's resurrected his life. He's on the Dallas radio, ESPN. But at least he was retired, and I could look at it like, okay, maybe you ran out of money or you did wrong with your money. But this is almost sad. Like, again, you just said it. What were you thinking?
Well, here's the deal. He's not taking care of his chicken or his mental.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
There you go.
His mental's all out of whack, and as a result, he's not taking care of his chicken.
There you go.
Great point, Ross. Great
wow,
point.
Wow, chicken.
We kept you a little overtime here, but, man, we couldn't get you off here, man. You're right. By the way, the Astros play the Angels in that first series at home. So if I'm an Angel pitcher, you're right. You could probably be eating for free in L.A. I mean, that's, in California, they'll treat you like a god if you do go out there and start smashing Astros in that opening
game.
Dude,
I'll do it. Now, last time I did the thing at a carnival. With my daughters, I threw 57, but I'll do it. I'll give them everything I got with the 57.
Wow. Just aim it right in the kneecaps or something. I think you'll be able to give them some pain there with that 57-mile-an-hour heater from Ross Tucker's right arm. Ross, man, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
See you, dude.
Ross Tucker.
Oh,
that was Radio.com Sports Insider. NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His show out now on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. A lot to take away from Ross Tucker there. A lot. First of all, Craig Robinson, what are you doing?
Everybody can't watch Scarface.
No, you can't be Scarface.
Is that what it is? You think that?
I don't know what it is, man.
Dude,
maybe it's the rap song.
Your life is over. Maybe you knew it, man.
What are you doing? And he's driving.
And you're they Craig chose Robinson. To go that route with the checkpoint.
You have $29 million in the bank. Or maybe have 15 now. Who knows how much he's blown. But you don't have to drive.
Keyword blown.
I mean, you're driving through a checkpoint.
This is bad.
Thinking that the vacuum seals is not going to get
past
the
dogs. I'm hoping there's a story, but there's not, right? I'd be naive Nancy to think there's something that's going to come out to where maybe he bought a dispensary somewhere and he was bringing the product to the dispensary out of
him. Oh, man. It must have been some strong chronic there. What do you think about what Ross said about the Houston Astros? Stripping them of the title.
It's not going to happen. It should have happened. Manfred should be relieved of his duties, but then when you find out he's a puppet from the owners, you get it. I'm telling you, Bonte, you talk about fatigue and tired. This story, it's not going to change.
No,
Nothing new is going to come from it. He just looks like a commissioner that has no power, and the Astro players won. I'm going to say the organization won. And the sacrificial lamb was the manager. Now Dusty's in. I'm a Dusty fan. and he'll deal with it. But if people listen, please, real quick, if you think these guys are going to get hit left and right, it's not going to happen. This is not the prison yard.
No, it's not. By the way, the first road series for the Houston Astros is here in the Bay Area against the Oakland A's.
And what's going to happen? People are going to bring garbage cans and they're going to cry because there's too much noise? Oh. They're going to rally around this. I got Astros winning the division.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I'm calling them. I'm going to Vegas.
Shot?
I just need
shot?
Some chicken.
You want some chicken? Yeah. What is the odds on that? Astros winning the
NL West. We got to ask Joe Fortenbaugh. Yeah, he'll know.
Triple A Pappas are good at flipping this stuff. We get the odds of who could win the divisions. What are the Astros' odds of winning the division, the American League, the World Series? I'm interested to see what's happening with that. It also says strip them of the title. And also about the CBA, about expanding the playoff rosters. I'm kind of with Ross here where he says there's too much value on the number one seed in the playoffs.
That's why you play your ass off to not mess up and get that not the number one and two, the number one.
Yeah, but come on, man. If you're number two and you're 13-3.
Enjoy. You had a great season. Look, we got
play wild card weekend.
Oh,
you don't want to bye week before
wild
card weekend.
Why are you so into titles? Wild card. Just play. You want to get that trophy.
It's an extra game.
No flag on me for saying how down I was on society. I thought that was coming.
No, you're solid. Yeah. You know what, Guru, I got to say? Your questions today have been on point. Now, you did ask one long one to Tim Roy. It was about 45 seconds.
Which one?
Boy, that's a great question.
Well, I get that answer. Tim liked it.
The AL West odds, real quick.
Give it
Houston,
to
Houston, 4-9 to win the AL West.
Come on.
A 7-2. Angels 6-1. Rangers 20-1. Mariners 300-1.
How do you even play 300? Damn. Hey, they're going to rally around this.
The Astros.
Yeah. Altuve should be suspended for a year. This is just bad.
The
owner,
odds,
give it
win
to
the NL West.
If
guess.
Seattle's 300, Giants 280.
500-1.
Oh, my. Ray, where
for
you
NL
at?
NL West.
Wow.
500-1. Hey, let's take this call to Pacifica. Rich at Pacifica wants to talk about the Astros before we hit the break. Rich, what's happening, man? You're on 95.7 a game.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. So, on the Astros, you know, it's funny. I read the other day that in spring training, when they came to bat, they were greeted by people banging on a drum, and the yells of cheaters were heard from the stands. That's going to be an ongoing theme year-long. And, yeah, they didn't get punished by Major League Baseball, but they're going to be punished the rest of the year by everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you for the phone call, Rich.
I guess the only problem I have with what Steiny and the rest of the people are, you guys are giving, you guys are acting like the Astros are mental midgets. Like they're going to cry once they're booed. I know we're up against it, Bonte. These are grown-ass men that have won the World Series. They've played in hostile environments. Just because you're yelling I'm a cheat, Barry had to deal with it. He got off on it. I mean, do you really think this is going to affect him at the plate? Oh, I might get hit? Manfred Arward, the cat's out the bag.
Yeah, they'll take their base. They'll take their base. I'm guaranteeing you a lot of Astros are going to wear that Barry Bonds
armor.
You better wear it this year. By the way, speaking of Barry Bonds, Mad Dog Russo joined the morning
show.
No,
I heard him.
Yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit. We'll talk some more CBA here. Here is what is coming up on 95.7 A Game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. It looks like the NFL is going to expand its playoff format and possibly its regular season. We want to know what your ideal NFL season and postseason would look like. Give us a call at 888-957-9570 about that. What would you put on the table if you were a NFL scheduling guru? We'll take your answers next. Again, 888-957-9570, and that's all sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Nobody plans on getting into a car accident, but if you do, there's only one place to go. That's our good friends at Chilton Auto Body. With 11 convenient Bay Area locations, they're just a call or click away. Stop in or go to ChiltonAutoBody.com to schedule a free estimate. ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is on his game today.
Go.
He's trying to be a major leaguer. You got a freestyle for this beat?
No, I never liked when you call him Triple A. I don't think he likes it either. We talk.
He loves it.
Like, who are you to say he's not in the pro? That's like saying you're not Dan Rather.
I'm not Dan Rather.
Brian Gumbel.
I'm not even close to them guys.
Look at
I'm not even Daryl the Guru Johnson. Come on, man. His mom likes it though. Triple A Pappas said his mom loves it.
Playing. But she loves the whole show.
Yeah.
Shout out Mama Pappas.
What's mom's
Shout
name?
Shout out Mama Pappas.
What's her name?
Mama Pappas.
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Hey, Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
Don't call her Mary. That's how we know you're a telemarketer. You call her Mary.
Wow. Mary Ellen.
Speaking of which, the telemarketers, how do they get your cell phone number? Dude, they're coming.
I got numbers. I was getting calls at one point from Belize, Brazil. It was like six numbers, like plus 105, 63.
No.
It's like, who the hell is calling me, man?
Yeah, I want a do-over.
Pappas is definitely a major.
Who are you?
He's a major leaguer. He knows that. But the nickname's so good, Triple A Pappas.
To you.
It is a good one.
Yeah, it is.
You kind of like it.
People call me that at the tap room now. They're like, oh, Triple A. I'm like, oh, man, look at Monte.
See? You know what I'm saying?
No celeb.
Bro, you're a celebrity now at the Hop Grenade.
Not as much as Stephen Langford. We had a guy recognize his voice one night when he was sitting at the bar.
That must have made his
speaking
day.
Speaking of heads
it made his
growing.
Night big time.
Yeah. He's made that guy talk to me anymore.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't say what's up. He, like, gives me half a head nod.
Oh, yeah.
Before, it was like, hey, Bonte, man, can you help me out with something?
Now
it's
kind of like, a big deal.
He's big deal now.
We got a little attitude.
You still can't close a date, though.
Oh, whoa.
Still can't do
Bonte
that.
Bonte Russell. Yeah, snitches get.
Let's continue to talk about the new playoff format. Guru's all in for it. I have some question marks about it. I want to hear from Dr. Hustle of San Jose. See what he thinks about the new NFL playoff format. Dr. Hustle, what's happening with you today?
Not a doctor.
What's going on, fellas? I'm not going to call in for the dream job, even though I should, because the doctor's office. Hustle Hour would sound great on 95.7.
Yeah, well, why not? But, come on, Dr. Hustle. You can't brag about doing a video and not doing it.
Man, I got a face for TV and not a voice for radio.
So I know how you feel.
Wow, okay. Moving on.
Anyway, look it. I think this is what the NFL should do. Already 12 teams make this playoff. That's 40% of the league. You don't let in the 8-8 teams, mediocre teams. What they should do, shrink the preseason to 2 games. Don't add any games. Start week 5, 6, and 7, first bye week, week 12, 13, and 14, second bye week. Give these guys 2 bye weeks during the season to recuperate their bodies, to put out better football, a better product, less preseason, and you'll get a better product on the field. Don't change it. Don't give everybody, a trophy, everybody participation, 8-8 teams, 7-9 teams making the playoffs. And I've been trying not to talk about football. Says, well, you were on vacation, Bonte. I told Guru I went on a 10-day hiatus of calling in because I was in mourning because the 49ers lost. So I don't even want to talk about football, but that's all right. Those are the doctor's notes.
That's it.
I was going to ask him who, since his 10 days is up, who does he put more blame on for that loss?
Oh, man.
I could do 4 hours on that.
Yeah, it's sad how much I've watched that Super Bowl.
They had it.
Yes, they did.
The highlights. Yeah, they had it, man.
But the highlights. 3rd and 15, Guru.
Wow.
3rd and 15.
And real quick, dude. I asked you and Kyle, even what was most, what do you think he could have been doing?
You guys
try to explain it to me, but can you explain to the listeners, Kyle, help us, what could you have been doing but your one job?
By the way, we just got a new job. Kyle, help us.
Oh, okay.
Number two,
right?
Mosley, I guess, bit for Watkins and thought Warner couldn't hold his water
but
or whatnot.
He wasn't 15 yards.
I know.
Why would you bite for?
And you know what? Baldy did a breakdown on it. NFL Turning Point did a breakdown on it. It almost made me cry watching Mosley not do his job and defend the deep third.
Oh, man.
That ball hung up in the air. That could have been a pick, a deflection.
He had to wait on it. Three flies up. It was one of those. Oh, where's it at? Here come. Nobody's around.
You know, there's those moments in games, whether it's baseball, basketball, football,
hockey.
Where you just know, hockey, where it was like LeBron James, when he had to block out Iguodala, you just knew the Cavaliers were winning game 7. I knew. I was like, it's over. The Warriors aren't winning this game. And I know there was like 4 minutes left, but I was just like, honest truth. You just knew, like, damn, they're not going to win the championship. Klay Thompson getting hurt with the torn ACL. You just knew, like, it's just not the Warriors' year. That 3rd and 15, when Kansas City converted to 3rd and 15, deep down inside my head, deep down inside my soul, I said, oh no, we got trouble. That's exactly what I said. Oh no, they're in trouble.
To get inside, you know, the beautiful mind of Bonte Hill. did any part of you think, oh, we're going to get the ball and do what you did? Because that's where I was like, oh, even if they give up the score, we're going to see the Niners do what they did to Arizona. Right. They're going to just milk the clock. So I'm asking you, from what you saw, Garoppolo, who way early in the game had his name in the
19-22
MVP hat,
going into the fourth.
Did you see the offense just melting down in the way they did? I didn't, B. And I hate to bring up old wounds.
I didn't see him breaking down, but I definitely wasn't as confident as other people because I thought the Chiefs did a good job around the line of scrimmage. They were flying around to the football defensively. Chris Jones is a monster,
man. They were blitzing Garoppolo at the end, those last few possessions.
He may have had a concussion that nobody knows about. Man. Remember he got popped?
Oh, I saw it.
It wasn't by Sorensen. He reached for his head with two hands. And I'm like, what, is he checking for his radio to see if it still works? What's going on there? Third and 15, I just had a funny feeling about the game.
Wow.
Because it felt like it was over.
Troy Aikman said before the snap of the ball, Mahomes has had a bad day.
He did say that.
He said day, Joe. And he hiked it and Buck goes, he got it.
That day turned into a Super Bowl MVP award for Patrick Mahomes.
I hate to bring it up. It's real,
interesting text from the 650. Which team will be the first with the 7-10 record to make the playoffs? Because you're going to have some years where if you do it,
Seattle did it 7-9 when they beat
the Saints. They won a game at home.
But why? Who's thinking like that?
A lot of people are going to be thinking like that. There's going to be teams that they know they got leeway, right? They know they can, okay, we're 8-8 right now. We could rest our players in this game and then win that last game in week number 17 and then go to the playoffs and go make a run.
But it makes it exciting, B, for the team. What was the stat I think we talked about? Had this format been implemented 5 years ago, we had a couple 8-8 teams, 9-7 in Tennessee. Well, like 7-10.
Just last season, Guru. If this format was in place
I didn't even look at that.
The Rams and the Steelers would have been the next teams included in the expanded playoffs field.
Wow, Steelers were.
I mean, would you really want to see who's their quarterback? Duck Hodges.
What's his name? Oh man,
Mason Rudolph.
Playing the cricket sound for me.
Really? Yeah. You wouldn't want to see them play? Come on. Jared Goff, I'm not mad at, and Todd Gurley and Jalen Ramsey.
They did start playing
better football. But did you really want to see the Steelers in the playoffs?
Well, I'll tell you what, they were whoever they had under center, they were 8-8.
Kyle makes a good point. Rams Packers might have been a good game.
Better than what we saw Packers.
That was bad. No, Rams Packers would have been interesting.
Yeah, I would have watched.
Aaron Donald, you would have watched anyway.
And that's why they're giving us more.
Oh man, I don't want Raider fans coming down my road, but Josh Duball of the AP sent out a tweet yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And it said, this is cold. It's a low blow. But under this new playoff format, the Raiders still would have made the playoffs only one time.
Oh, yeah.
In the last 15 years.
Yeah. I think they could have did the math. The fans.
That's not right, man. Yeah. That's not right. But you're all in for it. I'm kind of in on it. I'm like, give me a bye week before the wild card round.
How many bye weeks do you want?
I want two bye weeks. Give these guys two bye weeks.
Give me
two bye weeks. We got college football. We got the playoffs to take us home.
You say that, and then when you're all ready and, who's playing? Oh, we got a bye. I hate the one bye.
I love the one.
The bye is the three preseason games. You got three byes. Let's go.
Oh, man, 888-957-9570. If you have more thoughts on that. I want to switch over to baseball for a second. Let's segue over to the diamond. And basically, it's what's happened at the station over the last 2 days with Aubrey Huff. The Giants, of course, said, Aubrey Huff, August 16th, when we bring back the 2010 World Series team, you're not invited. And I think that's the right move by the San Francisco Giants, even though you could also argue that maybe they're just searching for some good PR. This is a good place to get some good PR after the Gabe Kapler hire, letting Madison Bumgarner go, letting go of Kevin Pillar, who led your team in RBIs. Maybe it's that. But Mad Dog Chris Russo joined Joe Lowe Dibs this morning. And he had some very strong thoughts about Aubrey Huff not being invited to that reunion August 16th of this season. Here's what he said about not – look, he basically said Aubrey Huff should be there.
Nobody's defending Huff. We know he's a jerk. Nobody's defending him. He's an idiot. I mean, you know, now he says he would have done this with satire. I don't care. Those tweets are ridiculous. But the bottom line is he didn't break a law. He's not, you know, they didn't take O.J.'s bust out of Canton. Lawrence Taylor still gets greeted at Giant Stadium every day. I mean, this is ridiculous. Aubrey Huff can't be introduced from the team that won the championship, and he was this is not some bit part. This guy was a huge player on that team. Hit 20-something homers, 90 RBIs, and he cheated me horrendously. I was in that ballpark game, one of the World Series. I was there for 3 days, all week before the game. He never came on. Nasty to producers. I got no love loss for him. He was a nasty guy. But what's right is right. He should be at that ceremony.
Wow, B, you know what? I'm in the caddy at the stoplight. I'm listening to Mad Dog Russo. I'm one of those guys, if I don't know have the answer, B, I don't front like I have it. I tell you where we can go get it. Listen, play the truck music or the backup. He is 100% right.
Oh.
He did. Hold on.
You don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
We got to get Mark on. he's so right. Bring your ass to the park, to the festivity, because you are part of the team. You did commit a crime. What he said was foul and wrong. But my thing is, the shame should be the people booing him. And he probably is one of those guys that gets off on that. But my point again is, OJ's bust is still in there. This was not a crime. Barry, we honor Barry, right or wrong. My point is, I want to hear him booed. And I never thought of it like that. So, what you say the Giants are doing this for good PR is not erasing the bad PR. Kapler's still the manager.
Yeah.
Farhan, I mean, some bad decisions, you know what, left though? And right, man.
Farhan. You send those tweets, those nasty tweets in today's society, and you continue to double down on them, and you continue to say idiotic things, and you continue to kind of look like a race
baiter. We brought him on the station, B.
Yeah, you know how I felt about
okay.
that. You know how I felt about right. that, and it didn't go well. Didn't go well at all. Now he's going on his media tour, getting his 2 minutes of fame.
It almost
kind of
helped him.
Almost did. Here's what else Russo said. This isn't about the fan base, Guru, which I think the fans are okay with the move to not invite Aubrey Huff. But Russo saying, Mad Dog Russo saying, it's not about the fan base.
This is not about the fan base, but the Giants. This is about their organization doing the right thing. That's what it's, you know, this is not about some fan who goes to, you know, a game a year and wouldn't be able to tell you who Mike McCormick is. I mean, this is about the franchise doing the right thing. They want to honor Bonds because he was one of them. I'll have to live with it. And they want to put his number and his home run total and his splash hits and all that nonsense and bring him back for Old Timers Day and they want to honor him when he's introduced. You know, that's up to them. That they have a right to do that. He did all this as a Giant. But you got to be consistent. Okay, be consistent. You can't honor Bonds, who did a lot worse for the sport than Huff ever did. You can't even look at the home run records, for crying out loud. He ruined the record books. Everybody knows that. You don't think the commissioner knows that? And you you do that, you turn the other cheek with that, and then you blow this guy off who helped you win a title. You can't deal with him for 20 minutes. Oh, come on.
That was Mad Dog Russo on with Joe Lo and Dibs this morning.
20 minutes, B?
I mean.
And okay, what? Look, there was no crime.
There was no crime. But okay. The Bonds comparison, Bonds basically built that ballpark. Bonds put butts in the seats at that ballpark.
My favorite baseball
His tenure
player.
With the Giants, I mean, he was the Giant. He was the Giants. He
Some
was a face of the franchise.
Think it was squeaky clean, though, B.
Of course
well,
he
Hank
was.
Aaron, one
the
of
game
them.
Of baseball was a squeaky clean. He's still saying hello to Big Poppy, David Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? Like, to compare him to Bonds, Bonds, okay, he cheated the game in a way because he wanted to get back from injuries, but everybody was doing it. What Aubrey Huff is doing is he's just a bad character. And if you're a franchise, why would you want that character with that attitude involved with your organization? I don't care. Maybe you clean up your act over the next 10 years and you come back for the 20-year reunion. Maybe you do that. But right now, I think it's just with everything that's happened with the Giants, Bruce Bochy gone, Bumgarner gone, Kevin Pillar, who everybody's going crazy over. They just re-signed Hunter Pence.
I was one of them.
You know, they just re-signed Hunter Pence. It almost feels like the Giants need some good PR. This is a good. You imagine Aubrey Huff out
but
there after everything is over.
Have we surveyed everybody to where?
Yeah.
Now I think it's more good PR than bad PR, but I guess forget Aubrey, because again, it's no crime. Bonte, at the end of the day, the man has a right to be there, and the fans that disapprove of what he said and what he stands for can boo his ass. But to say he can't come. Now I'm coming around on that part. Like, B, again, there was no crime.
Right.
Who are you? 20 minutes.
Misogynistic
and let them
tweets.
Boo him or throw stuff on the field.
That would be a good look. Or then you'll ruin the moment for the rest of the players on that team. Right? Aubrey Huff goes out there. He gets booed. You throw trash at him. It ruins the moment for the rest of the players who helped win that world championship
so
for the Giants.
All right, let's put the real rat on the table. was it almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we were talking about the Larry Bear and the episode in the park? So isn't that a, no matter, I'm not judging, but whatever went down, something went down.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you guys are, that makes me go to there. So you can look past that. I'm just.
And Larry Bear has been around. He's now talking a lot, too, with this organization.
Because he forgot. We forgot.
We didn't forget. Nobody will ever forget.
So he gets a pass?
He's not doing what Aubrey Huff is doing, though. I mean, like, you just look at what Aubrey Huff is doing, and you just go down one lap with his Twitter feed. You're like,
I'm going to say this. It's their team, and if the board of directors or who he said he conferred with, Bobby Brown, is their prerogative. I'm not mad at him, but the more I hear, like, why he can't come, I'm like, it's almost reversed. You know?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, one last clip with Chris Russo here on the morning show with Jolo and Dibs. Russo, this is a long one here. He believes it's a joke. He goes off again about not inviting Aubrey Huff back to the World Series ceremony August 16th at Oracle Park.
No, it's a joke. That's me. This is from my part. First off, Huff was very instrumental in them winning. Say that year, he had a great year. He got a big hit in Atlanta in Game 3 in the ninth inning. They wouldn't have won that series without that hit. Number two, I'm tired of having the Giants tell us how to think. All right, who are the Giants telling me how to think? I don't like Huff. You think I like the tweets? You think anybody who's a decent citizen likes those asinine tweets? But he didn't commit a crime. He didn't murder John F. Kennedy. Jeez, he should be at that stupid. The Giants are trying to do anything to make a little money because they know the season's lost. So let's, you know, relive the glory days. To me, that's a disgrace. And especially for a franchise that goes out of its way to honor Bonds, who slaughtered the record books and is the biggest cheat, since anybody on Houston's team, who's not the home run king, who Aaron is, and the Giants go out of the way to honor Bonds, who did a lot worse things for baseball than Huff ever did. So I am really down on it. Most people I know who are huge Giant fans from way back here in the Northeast think the Giants are a complete joke. You cannot honor the 2010 Giants and not bring in their cleanup hitter. I mean, come on. What are you doing? Style he wants, and bring him to the ballpark. He gets booed tough. He deserves to get booed. But he is part of that team.
Strong, strong opinion from Chris Mad Dog Russo today. I'm Jolo and Dave.
Fascinating.
Our morning show. Let's go out to the calls and see what the callers think, Guru. Let's start with Andre in Oakland. Andre in Oakland wants to talk about the Aubrey Huff situation. Andre, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's your thoughts on Aubrey Huff? What's up, man?
What's up? Love what you guys do, but thanks for taking a call. I couldn't disagree with Russo more. The idea that someone gets to be a jerk to anybody, that doesn't just apply to them. It applies to everybody in this world. You don't get to be a jerk without consequence. The only thing he was entitled to was to get his check. Did your check cash? You played. You had a contract. You're not entitled to show up to a Giants event. That's at their discretion. Just like Russo says, he has a right to do what to say what he wants to say and be how he wants. Well, the Giants hold that same right. They own the team. So, you know, I've been consistent. Even though I like T.O., he was a jerk. And guess what? You got held back from the Hall of Fame. That's how this world works. This idea that you think you can do whatever you want with no consequence is not reality. It doesn't work for anybody in this world, let alone athletes. So I have no problem with the Giants saying, we don't want you here. They own it. If I don't want somebody in my house, you're not going to show up. I don't care. You may come to fix something or whatever the case may be, but the extra festivities, you act like a jerk. There's consequences to that, and we can't send the message that you get to say anything you want to anybody, act any kind of way you want to anybody, and then you get to trot in like nothing happened. Get over yourself. I completely disagree with them. That's just my opinion.
Thanks for the phone call, Andre.
No, Andre, those were great points, but again, I hate to bring this back. I hate to bring it back up, but what would he have said about how the Giants as a whole organization handled the Larry Bear situation?
Yeah.
So they look past that, different circumstances.
Well, they suspended him. They suspended him for half a year, said stay the hell away.
All right.
And he started coming back around. You saw him on the field for Bochy's swan song there at the end of the season. I agree, Larry Bear, but that's, you know, I'm not giving Larry Bear a pass at all because I thought he should have been suspended for the whole season.
And I don't want to pass from Huff.
But Huff is just like, He's just not a good human being. Just not a good. The say you heard what he said with Joe Fordball the other day.
I heard every bit of it. I saw the tweet.
I sent the tweet. Maybe I should have had a cup of coffee first.
Yeah.
I mean, it was despicable. It was despicable. Let's hear from Shaka and Berkeley on this situation. Shaka, what's happening, man? You're on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man?
Can't complain, baby.
Hey, it's all good, man. Hey, man. You know, it's been a long time Giant fan, man. Back from Tito Fuentes, Chris Fire days, man. Bobby Bonds days. You know, the 70s,
right,
man, when we were garbage, man. That man helped them win a championship. The president just pushed his wife down in front of social media, in front of millions. We forgave him. I mean, they're talking out of two mouths. They just hired a manager that covered up a sexual assault, man, with a young girl under 18, man. Come on, man. I'm the biggest Giant fan in the world,
wow,
man. When they won in 2010, when Brian Wilson outran to San Francisco, because we've been fans. Giants didn't win a championship in the Bay Area to 2010. They've been here since the 60s.
Yep.
So we were waiting for 50 years to win, man. So for him to help bring that championship, that Panda wouldn't talk bad about us. With the Boston came back, they accepted him with open arms. So I just think it's unfair. He has some mental issues because he has the anxiety. He wouldn't get on the plane. So evidently, there's some mental issues going on, and they're aware of that. So I think that's just bad, man. It's bad business. And the way they did Bochy, I didn't appreciate that. The hiring, this dude from L.A., like he's won something.
Oh, yeah, Gabe Kapler. Yeah.
You know, so I just want to say that, man. Y'all, the show is beautiful, man. Until Stan, we miss him, though.
Thank you, Shaka,
wow,
for the phone
man,
call.
Those are, that, I mean, again, I'm not. So it's you look away when it's convenient,
yeah,
or you look away when you kind of like somebody. Aubrey Huff is despicable. What he'd stand for. But why wouldn't you just bring him back and let the fans just boo their ass off?
Yeah, maybe
all
because
of a sudden
they don't
now
want.
You're holier than. So now you're judging. Oh, you said this and that, so you can't come.
If I had to guess, I think the Giants were afraid that Aubrey Huff being invited back and being inside the park after all these tweets, it would take away from the moment of honoring that 2010 World Series team, the moment of honoring, you know, Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain and having all those guys back who won that championship, the first championship in San Francisco for the Giants. I think that's why they said it. They said, you know what, we can't do it. My issue was the timing of it. Who broke the news first? Was it the Giants who broke the news, or was it Aubrey Huff? Because I felt like if you did tell Aubrey Huff, hey, you can't come back, do it the week of. Say, hey, Aubrey, we're having a ceremony. Don't get on a plane. Don't come to San Francisco. Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure who broke the news first or what happened there. And, you know, there's tweets coming in about, or texts coming in on the Chill Not Nobody text line about, hey, you guys, you accept Gabe Kapler? Nobody, Giants fans are down on Gabe Kapler.
But my point is the organization accepts him.
Yeah,
he didn't get, and Farhan, whatever. Yeah, dude, this is deep, man. And I was totally against him coming anywhere remotely close to this festivity. But now the more I think about it and the double standards, because there are double standards, it's like it's very hypocritical, man. Yeah, play it.
You don't mind flipping, you don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
All right, a lot of people want to talk about this. The lines are lighting up here. Chris Frank, Randy Stanhold, we'll get you on the other side here. We'll talk more about this Aubrey Huff situation, not being invited back to Oracle Park. You heard their comments from Chris Mad Dog Russo today on the morning show. He had strong opinions about it, saying that Huff should be invited to the ceremonies August 16th at Oracle Park. We'll also talk about playoff expansion. Do you like the expansion proposal here, going from 16 to 7 teams in each conference? Also, we got to do predictions again, Guru. We didn't get down to finals. Who will win the finals or who will make the NBA finals?
Let's do it.
We have to do that. So we're talking all that stuff. 888-957-9570. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill holding it down without Matt Steinmetz, who is somewhere in South Carolina sipping on an Arnold Palmer.
Steiny!
Where are you? Up in space?
Basically, that's where South Carolina is. Who the hell goes to South Carolina for a vacation? All right, more of that stuff coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now, Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
We are flustered. Kyle, help us.
On 95.7 The Game.
Last hour of BSNG. This show is flying by. Steinmetz out there hanging out in South Carolina. We'll see him Tuesday.
Well, it's BG today.
BG. Yeah. No S. Just BG. No BS. NG.
No, there you go.
Cheap jokes here. Derrick Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, Pappas, Kyle Mattson. We got Kirsten in the back. We got everybody here hanging out. We're talking CBA with the NFL. Teams, playoff teams can go from 12 to 14 teams. We'll get three games each on Wild Card Saturday and Sunday. I'm into that. Yeah, if they get a bye week, Guru. I know you know I love football. Ooh, all day long.
Boy.
Gives me an excuse not to go to brunches or anything like that. Come on now. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk some NBA. We'll do finals predictions and finals, who you believe will make the NBA finals and who will win the finals. Gotcha. We'll do that a little later. Don't forget, Warriors and Rockets tonight coming up on 95.7 A Game. Pre-game show starts right here at 95.7 A Game at 6 p.m. And I believe it's John Dickinson today. Is he back for vacation? Do we know that? Whitey Gleason and, of course, Jim Barnett, yeah. Tim Roy, and, of course, Tom Tolbert will be on the call. Don't want to miss that. Rockets
Steph
Warriors.
Batter.
Steph is better. Can't wait till he comes back. Warriors-Rockets tip off at 7:30, but right now we're talking about Aubrey Huff. We're giving him some more attention because Mad Dog came on the morning show today and spit straight hot fire and believes Aubrey Huff should be invited to the World Series ceremony. We got a lot of calls here, Guru, that want to talk about this situation. Let's start in Novato with Randy. Randy in Novato, welcome to 95.7 The Game. What are your thoughts on Aubrey Huff not being invited to the World Series reunion August 16th?
Well, first of all, I heard Guru say something I totally disagree with. He said that Aubrey has a right to be there. Aubrey has no legal right at all to be there. That's a private company. They can invite who they want when they want to. So, and another thing, listening, I don't know if you heard the interview yesterday morning, but before they interviewed Aubrey, those guys were leaning to have him come there. They think he should be there. And then they interviewed him, and everything came out. The guy is a complete jerk. And behavior has consequences. So, Guru, you said that you were upset that the commissioner didn't do anything to the Houston Astros
right.
for doing what they did. Well, the Giants did. So they're holding this man accountable.
Okay.
And, you know,
I agree with
Scott. Okay. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
I'm with you. Okay,
so
how about this?
I commend
the Giants. Don't hang up. How about this? And you're making some great points. But how about this? Let's put the rat on the real table. Larry Bear got in trouble. What happened there? He's back. You don't find that a bit hypocritical? It's different subject matters, but he embarrassed the organization, and they did not let him go.
No, they didn't. But once again, that's a private company. That's not ran by the people. That's a private company. They can treat their business the way they want to.
But how do you feel? How do you feel, though? Forget the private organization and how they utilized it. How do you feel as a human being that they didn't act swiftly in that instance and they do this with Aubrey Huff? And I know I'm with you. Aubrey was despicable. He is despicable. But how do you feel? Because you know, and it sounds like you know where I'm coming from.
I totally agree. They should have did something. Whatever reason, but he was management. I don't know, was he suspended? Because I didn't really follow that. I'm not even a Giants
fan. I
didn't really follow that situation to a T. But just listen to this one right here, and then after hearing him, and even Mad Dog, when you hear the interview with Mad Dog, he's complaining that the guy was a complete, absolute jerk. But he should still be there, and I totally disagree.
Got you.
Thanks for the phone call, Randy. Strong points there. I agree. Look, Larry Bear, I get it. Larry Bear, that was his first incident.
And let's be honest, that was a big deal.
It was
when
a big deal.
Down,
oh, it broke during the show. I was all right. Hey, dude, it was
domestic,
just like, in Hayes Valley.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's just not a good look.
And that subject matter, what that was around, is real.
He apologized.
I'm really sorry.
He got suspended without pay, came back around. Aubrey Huff has a history of doing this stuff.
No doubt.
The track record, it's just like the resume. It's like, dude, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you continue to tweet asinine things. The Twitter feed is just, it just makes him look like a...
No doubt.
What he said on the morning show is, I didn't have a cup of coffee yet. That's how you started answering about kidnapping.
That lets you know.
You don't want that around.
I say he's an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Cliff in Oakland. Cliff in Oakland, you're on 95.7 The Game. How do you feel about this Aubrey Huff situation?
First of all, guys, thanks for taking my call, but I totally believe that he shouldn't be invited. I think we all should remember one thing and one thing more than anything. I heard the guy on the morning show compare him to Barry Bonds. Totally different situation. Yeah, Barry Bonds cheated the game of baseball. This guy is talking about kidnapping women. Mm. Let's not forget that. Let's not lose sight of the fact that this man is talking about, and let's not make it, I heard somebody on the morning show say Iranian women. No, it's a woman. It could be my mother. It could be my, you start with somebody else's. It's a Martin Luther King statement, and I don't want to try to get it dead on the money, but an injustice to one is an injustice to all.
Mm.
He don't need to be invited. Simple as that. And comparing it to Larry Bear is totally wrong. Larry Bear did what he did in the heat of the moment, and he paid for it. Just like Aubrey Huff needs to pay for it.
Appreciate the call, Cliff.
Wow.
Appreciate the call. Now, if Aubrey Huff would have joined Joe Lo and Dibs and apologized for all the tweets and showed remorse.
Guys like that don't apologize.
Well, that's a problem, man. That's a JD problem.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
And you know why I'm doing my 180? I feel like, because now I'm just, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I hear the boos when they would have called his name and the shame. And now we're going to get robbed of that, B. And maybe it hurts him more, which I'm with. You know what I mean?
Right.
The fact that he got the invite taken away. But and Mad Dog put this in my mind. He planted this seed for the people to boo him. How embarrassing would that have been? Or would guys like that have got off on it?
My thing is, like, if you do invite him and you boo him, it could get ugly out there. It may get ugly. And it just takes away the moment for the rest of the team. That's all that is. We're going to enjoy the 22. I get it. Aubrey Huff had a monster season. Hitting home runs at Oracle, helping them win the NL West on the last day of the season against the San Diego Padres. I get it. He had a big part of what they did in 2010. But if you bring him here with all this baggage that's happened on his Twitter feed, his own undoing, he's done this on his own. You take away the moment for the rest of the guys. And now we're not focusing on the 2010 World Series team. We're focusing on Aubrey Huff, who has shown that he is just a human garbage bag. He's basically been trash on the Twitter. You can't have that, Goo. You can't have that. By the way, some quick news.
Yeah.
Per Dan Graziano of ESPN, NFL owners voted to accept the new CBA. Now it's up to the players to vote.
So Uncle Sherm didn't sound like, who was that, Jamal Adams?
Jamal Adams.
He was like, yeah, we got this. Life is good. And what did Uncle say?
Uncle Sherm's
retweet quote.
Hold on, I got it for you right here. He said, call me, brother. It's never that simple. Got to go deeper than that in this.
You think the players vote on this? Because Uncle Sherm is working the wires. Now him and the rest Niner of
game.
The, man.
I don't know, man.
Stay humble.
17 game scenes. If you go 17 games, you better give them a bye week after the 17-week season. Give me a bye week. Start. You can't play 17. Yeah. Or
bye-bye.
You got to have two bye weeks in a regular season.
That's too much.
Or a bye week.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'll take college football for a weekend. Give me the Rose Bowl and stuff on a weekend. I'm cool with that. Give me a little mental break from the NFL.
But the league is
I don't know, man.
Stop. Once you get that thing going, that's why you get the one bye. Bonte, I don't like what – I get what you're saying. You can go watch college football.
What if they go 17 games? If it's 17 games – you don't want a bye week after the 17th game?
Why would
you
want to
go straight into Wild Card Weekend?
Teams are ready.
Oh, man.
And you know-
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.